Equity Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least seven different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty.
Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show is back in 3, in 2.
Good morning to all, and to all, a very good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Let's go get them.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about. If you're listening, you're on point. The official
Bigger Show
OPT Network. Our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this already DC Thursday morning, July 24th. If you're just getting your morning underway, it's 7:43 local time, 8:43 Eastern. And I tell you what, as we stepped out this morning, D.C.,
yeah,
it was a crisp, cool morning.
It really is crispy, Corlett.
Yeah, it felt good, didn't it?
Yes, it does, man. I tell you, and I just like I was saying it yesterday, I just feel so much better as I, you know, drop these couple of pounds down a little bit at a time. And you know, sometimes I sort of stalemate, but, you know, I can just feel myself feeling, you know, like I'm accustomed to feeling. You know, the last 4 or 5 years have been tough for me with that weight fluctuation. You know?
And how does it make your attitude?
Man, I'm going to tell you, it just causes me to be jubilant.
You know what I think?
I'm just jubilant.
You know what I think? Yes, you are jubilant, but you know what else I think?
What?
I think you're sharper than ever before. Could the weight have had something to do with your mental bandwidth?
Well, my mental has been there. I've just been kind of waiting and watching and just absorbing and checking things out to see when I do make a move. I was ready to make it and go all in with it. And so that's pretty much been what that's about. My mental has always been there. It's just for probably one of the first times in my life, the last 5 or 6 years, I've been just listening versus getting into the situation without having all of the information, all of the knowledge that I feel that I've needed to have. And so now what you're seeing is the old me and the new me
converging,
fused together, which is a much more wiser person.
Wow.
You know, you need to be careful. You really do when coming, you know, trying to come against me. And because you're really dealing with a much more treacherous opponent.
Wow. More polished.
Way more polished. it really does. It does feel better. It feels better when I'm exercising. It just feels like my knees, Corlett. You know, like my knees.
You know, I was sharing with Deidre Bradley just the other day as we were buying more watermelons.
Speaking of Deidre Bradley and watermelons.
I was sharing with her that we were really avid runners, but as we get older, we're really more concerned about our knees and being able to make sure that we sustain, you know, good body structure health-wise in terms of, you know, not pounding our knees on the pavement and running. So we really have started just really a fast-paced walk, which is really just as good.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, I would be remiss in my duties after hearing you say about the melon. You know, I spoke with Josh on yesterday. And he, as a matter of fact, when I called him because I got my mother a watermelon and it just happened to be a yellow meat, he told me, he said, boy, that's one of them special. So I didn't really know what he meant when he says that. You know, Josh is full of surprise.
Right.
So it was one of the smaller melons because, you know, he's got melons over there so big. He used an analogy the other day that he said, if you can pick it up without bringing it to your body, you can have it for free. They are that big. You know, you have to pick it up and bring it into your body.
Right.
You know, because you can't just hold them. They're so big.
You can't just hold them out.
But they're not just big, Corlett. They're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was in his last load.
Right.
But he said yesterday, I was actually talking to him when I called him about the watermelon that I got for my mother. He said, yeah, that was a yellow meat, boy. And he said, but he said that he was at the melon place.
Right.
And I told him, man, Corlett really likes those yellow ones.
Yeah.
And I told him, even if he don't get some yellow ones, pick us up a couple of yellow ones. But he has a new load, and he's going to be out there. He was sort of, I think that was Monday. He was a little under the weather. And so he didn't get out until evening
time. He was under the weather?
Yeah, he was a little bit under the weather. So he's back in full stride now. I can tell from the conversation that I had with him yesterday, he's saying, look, man, I'm coming back with a load, and they are some big ones. And I'm going to tell you, Josh, a lot of people may not like those big ones because, you know, if you're buying those from somewhere where they just grew them and they're just freaky watermelons, they may not be as sweet.
Right.
But his are Sugartown big melons, and we've experienced how big they are and how sweet they are. And they are truly for the watermelon lover. Because you want as much melon as you can get when you buy a melon.
Absolutely.
And that's what you get with Josh.
Absolutely. And I was saying to him as we were picking up two watermelons, because we have like one for the office and we have one for home. And then we've occasionally picked up watermelons for other people who just love them as much as we do, as much as I do, really. And I said to him, how long is the season going to last? Because, you know, the season came late this season because of the weather and all of the, you know, the challenges. And then, like, those first few melons that we got from the grocery store just weren't really good.
But they started getting better.
They
too,
did. They started getting better.
Yeah.
But he said he doesn't know how long the season is going to last. And even with okra, everything seemed late this season. And so I don't know how long, you know, those things are going to last. So we're just enjoying the last bits of summer, as the kids are enjoying the last days of summer. Most parents are getting their kids prepared. Most kids are saying, like ours, that they're not quite ready. And you said to young David Christmas this morning, as he was driving us in, as he's been doing most mornings as he has football practice, that, you know, he needs to come out of the gate strong. He needs to hit the ground running. But you have to get mentally prepared. And so in our home, we're starting to work on that mental preparation. We're trying to, you know, really put those things in that are going to give him a good, positive start, and letting him know that the way that you start is the way that you end up. And so many kids are having to really come out of the, you know, just the laziness, the lazy days of summer, I'll just call them, you know, just, you know, sleeping in late, playing all day, you know, staying up late. And so as parents, I think we have to start, you know, right now we have to start the switch. We've got to start making the change in their lives. And so, you know, I was telling young David Christmas that, and hopefully he's receiving that as we're getting, you know, getting prepared. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if parents are ready. I don't know if students are ready. Ready or not, though, here it comes. Well, we've got a caller on the line, and it seems like every time we get a call, I'm in for a wonderful surprise. So let me just say good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful. Who's this?
This is Mr. Bradley, the watermelon man.
The watermelon man. Well, how are you this morning, Mr. Bradley?
Doing fine.
Doing fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to get myself ready to get out of here.
Where are you headed?
To Bunky.
To Bunky. Well, tell us about this load of watermelons.
Hey, man, they're like watermelons like I've never seen in my life.
Never seen in his life.
I got a couple on that truck. I'm going to have to bring my scale and weigh them, because I don't know whether they'll weigh 60, 70 pounds.
Oh, you got to be joking me.
I'm not lying. I never seen a watermelon that big.
Come on, Josh.
And so what did the grower say that was attributed to?
He said the same thing to me. He said, Bradley, I believe this is the biggest one I ever grew in my life. And he got to be 10 years older than me.
Wow. So did you cut that thing, or are you going to leave it to somebody else to cut it?
No, man. I got that melon. I got them melons for them people. Elite. That's the elite watermelon.
The elite watermelon.
Now, Mr. Bradley.
Yeah.
I understand that's some big melons. Of course, Carlette and I can't imagine melons being big as the ones we have right now. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Bigger than that. But is that melon going to sacrifice sweetness for being so big?
Oh, that's a good question.
Hey, if that one ain't sweet, ain't none of them going to be sweet. The bigger he is, the more sweeter he got to be.
Oh, I didn't ever hear that.
The sweeter he is, the bigger he is, the sweeter he's got to be.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
And if that ain't so, then it doesn't make any sense to grow him that size.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Josh and Deidre, good morning to you. If you're listening, we talk about...
Good morning.
Uh-oh, D in the backdrop.
We talk about you guys all the time. And we just love the fact that you guys work together, and, you know, you have that commitment of being together in all of the things that you do. And it's a real inspiration to us.
Thank y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
So Jipe, do you have any pearls this morning? Any words of wisdom that you'd like to share?
Say, you know what I'm going to say?
I don't know.
I teach my wife this.
Okay.
How to get along.
Uh-oh.
How to get along.
If you can't get a fella to get along with you, then you got to get along with him.
Man, now you just said a lot. That's a lot for me.
You know, everybody wants the high side. It don't work that good. Some people ain't smart enough to win.
Oh, man.
So he has to be taught. Winners win. Just because you have it your way doesn't make you a winner. It's when the other fella have his way, and you can be satisfied with it also. That's winning.
That's winning. That's awesome right there. That's an awesome.
Born winner.
Born winner.
That's a Bradley pearl right there.
That's a Bradley pearl. I love that. And what about those people, Jipe, you know, those porcupines, those people that you just.
It's hard to deal
with. It's hard to deal with them. It's hard to put your arm around them and love them. What do we say about those people?
You got to pray. And ask the man on high to make you strong, so you can know how to reach out and get it. And you can. You got to swallow down your pride and just reach and get him. and say nice things to him, even if you're lying in your own heart. Once you convince him, then you and the man can work the deal out yourself. And that's how you deal with them people, because you got to be half crazy to deal with them.
Good Lord.
Wow.
But you got to love. Love is the key. You got to show him love. Don't care how he act towards you. That don't matter. That don't matter. Just keep showing him love. You're going to throw him because you're going to instill fear in him. He's going to get afraid. And once he get afraid, then he's going to have to find somebody to talk to. You understand me? Mm-hmm. And if he don't talk to a human, he's going to have to talk to a spirit.
Wow.
So it don't really matter.
That's some serious
Either way
advice.
You go, you're going to send him somewhere. And it's going to be better than where he is at the present time.
Wow.
You got to show him love. I don't care how trifling he is.
Uh-oh.
You got to show him love.
Even when he's trifling?
They're trifling. They got plenty of them that's trifling. And they don't even know it.
Yeah, man.
You know what you, you know what you said
they
something.
They never been hugged on.
Wow.
The mamas must have didn't hug them, or they didn't have no daddy to hug them. It got men don't even know how to hug each other and kiss one another, cause they never been kissed by a male.
Wow.
You understand me? I don't understand these kind of people.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And you're right. And we've got to find a way to love on them, to love the unlovely, and to love those people who have never really experienced real love. But before you got to go, that's some powerful knowledge that we're going to have to really ruminate on.
Yeah,
we're
going to
really
have to
chew on that. We're going to have to meditate on that.
That's some deep thought right there, brother.
Hey, look at here. That's why I believe people are hung up on materialistic things, because they don't know how to love human flesh.
Wow.
They like dogs. They like cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say they love their dog, and they love their cat.
Right.
But they got
me. I'm included in that number. I do. I love my dog.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, I'm going to leave them people on.
Leave us dog lovers alone.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Deidre, what you got? You got something?
Look, all I want to say is that, you know, when you're raising kids, the thing is to always hug them and love them. And when you talk to them every day, end the conversation with saying, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Always end it with I love you.
Because
we don't never know.
Now, for those
when I talk to my dad, I tell him that I love him because, hey, he's 88 years old, and he's a blessing to me. And anyone who has a parent is a blessing to any child. It's a blessing to have a child.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're right. You're right, Deidre. And, you know, we were talking about our kids, and I often talk to people to get that sage wisdom and advice for people who have raised good, successful children. And I took a lot away from our conversation, and I did last night. You know, as our son becomes a young man, of course, he doesn't want to hug as much. But last night, I just grabbed him and just loved on him and hugged him and let him know that, you know what, we are trying to lead him in the direction where we know that he should go, whether he understands it or not. And Jipe, I think that's so important. And what you said was right on point about dads and even moms not hugging on kids and loving them. And after they get to a certain age, maybe we feel like we don't have to do that. But you never get too old or too grown for a hug. And that's really probably a lot of the world's problem, that there is not enough love.
And you know what? I heard on Good Morning America yesterday that the people that were worse, the miserablest people were in New York.
Wow.
And the people that were the happiest was in Lafayette, Louisiana. And one thing Louisiana people know how to do
I read
is
that
show
too.
Some love.
That's
yes,
right.
They do,
that's right.
You can meet a stranger and you can always welcome them. And I could remember one time Josh had this guy to come give an estimate on the house on some windows, and they went and get sugar cane and the guy said his grandmother hadn't eaten sugar cane since she was a little girl, and he wound up leaving with sugar cane. And the guy told Joshua, and he ate Cubillon chicken and shrimp in a red gravy with Josh sitting on the front porch like he was my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, that's showing love, but that's one thing Louisiana is known for. And I might like this. On my job, if I don't have, at the time my coworker have, if I have, my coworker gonna have. We're not gonna let each other go without.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they're in need.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And that's the way, if the whole world could be like that, we would, nobody would be shortchanged at all.
Carlette, we're going to have to get Reverend Joe Green to do a love program.
Yeah, we're going to have to get, that's awesome. You know what, you guys have really, and you guys have really laid down some great wisdom.
Absolutely.
Some great advice, something that we all need to think about, and it was right on point for us.
And just for the people who don't know, because you know we're heard all the way down there at the tips of right before you get to Lafayette and, and in Lake Charles. Deidre's a native Lake Charlesian. Okay.
A native Deidre, Lake Charles.
What's your maiden name, Deidre?
I'm a Stephen. Deidre. And I'm originally from Ville Platte, but I live in Lake Charles as I work.
Oh, well, you're from Ville Platte?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were from Lake Charles the whole time.
No, sir.
She's a native Ville Platteian.
My mother's family is from Lake Charles, but I'm originally from Ville Platte, and my parents still live in Ville Platte. As a matter of fact, my father used to work for Vols Wholesale, and he did that for years, traveling back and forth to a Vols Wholesale.
Wow.
You want to give him a shout-out?
A shout-out to my dad, Boris Stephen, and my stepmother, Eula Stephen. I love y'all. And I hope God let y'all live 100 years old.
That's awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, it's so great to talk to you guys.
What is today's date?
Huh?
What is today's date?
Today is the 24th, July 24th.
Well, it'll be 50 years they've been married on the 27th of July.
Wow. Well, happy 50th anniversary to them. Man, what a blessing they are, and what a blessing you guys are. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us right here on the official OPT Network this early morning.
I love y'all as a couple. I just love y'all's show.
We love you guys, too. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you soon.
Bye, babe.
All righty. Well, I tell you one thing. What a wonderful way to start your morning. You know what? We always say, DC, progress instead of perfection.
Man, and Carlette, let me just say this. I love those people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we love them.
Yeah, you know, I've been, Deidre and Jipe have been together since we were in high school and probably before
30
that.
Years. Mm-hmm. Married.
But, you know, they've always had inspiring information. You know, Joshua could always tell you what you really needed to do. And looking back on it, it was always excellent information. He'd say, boy, look, you need to go to school. You know, you need to go to school. Of course, we went to school, didn't do the right stuff, you know. Cats, men, the guys, you know.
Right.
We went to school and we had fun. We thought it was about fun.
Right.
And he was saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with fun, but you got to get an education, man.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I had to go back and finish college. And but he was always giving good, sound, you know, practical information that you can use in your life right now.
Common
That's
sense.
That's why when every time we get together, you say, man, we got to go. you and Josh just don't stop talking. Because I understand that that is excellent information that's going to take me on through. And I believe God is giving me information through him. You know, so, yeah, I mean, that's just good sound wisdom. And I appreciate Joshua and Deidre.
Absolutely.
You know, we love y'all, man.
We love you guys
they
a lot.
It, though.
Yeah, they do. I tell you one thing, what a great, I mean, just unexpected way to get our morning started. And just when we don't know that we need to be watered, God sends somebody to water us yet again. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information, the number to phone, 318-487-9537. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard in Alexandria. The number, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas for home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. Well, we know that you're on your way by now. It's 4 minutes after 8 local time, 4 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Burger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone,
0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexander, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friend's On Point talk about today. I want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life. And keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us. And our industry is how we apply that to work. Now, keep this in mind for me. All men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God has put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. From 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It does feel good this morning. And if you're on your way, it's 15 minutes after 8 local time, 15 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And if you're in California, which is where we're headed this morning, it's 16 minutes now after 6 o'clock. So, you know, before I introduce you to our guests, you know, DC and I are always talking about giving. And how we can help the people that join the show every single morning figure out what it is that you can do to give back. It doesn't have to be anything grand or anything, you know, huge or out of the ordinary. But just really what we try to do is impress upon you to open up your heart. And we've dubbed it get out of the hookup line, stop taking, and find out how you can give. Well, you guys know how we love, love, love incredible authors and how we love to read. Well, we came across this book and we just had to share it with you. It's called Love, Skip, Jump. Start Living the Adventure of Yes. Our guest this morning and author of this incredible book is Shalene Bryant. She is the founder of SkipOne.org, a charity dedicated to providing food and clean water to children in America and around the world. Shalene is an accomplished speaker and who has now turned her extraordinary ability to challenge and inspire the written word. All the way from Los Angeles, California, very, very early. Shalene, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Yay. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So for those people who are not familiar, like we weren't until we read the book with Love, Skip, Jump, let's talk about how it literally was conceived in your womb and then birthed.
Okay, yeah. You know, my husband and I, we have a couple children, and we had sponsored little children over in Africa, a little boy for our son and a little girl, way back in the day, and had their pictures taped on our refrigerator, like most people do, just to give back and to show how blessed we are living in America. And I was having a party, just a little get-together at my home, and some friends of ours invited, you know, friends sometimes that I don't know, which is great. We love meeting people. Mm-hmm. And this woman walks into my kitchen, and she points at my refrigerator, and she said, "You fell for that?" at the little pictures of my African children.
Uh-huh.
I go, "I'm sorry, what's your name? Can you get out of my house?" You know? She goes, how do you know those kids aren't 40 and they're taking your money? I go, "I don't. I guess I'm just having faith that the money's getting there." And she said, "Yeah, I never really fall for that." And she was very honest, you know. I mean, uh-huh. To be honest, we all think that in the back of our minds. And so that night I go to bed and I go, "Bryce, honey, I want to go to Africa. I want to see where our $25 a month's going." He's like, "Cool, let's spend $3,000. And I go, "I'm serious. Like, what if it's fake, you know?" Well, the man's been married to me for a while, and he said, "Get the information." So we got all the shots and the passports. And
Wait a minute. Let me stop you there. So you say to Bryce, you guys go to bed. This lady has planted a seed in your mind that these kids probably really aren't real, and your $25 is probably going to a 40-year-old who's doing God knows what with it. And so
right.
Let me just feel how that conversation is with your husband when he says, "Okay, we're sending $25 if it's real or if it's not real. Do we really want to spend $3,000 to go and
right.
see?"
Exactly.
And so when does he get to, okay, honey, if you want to do that, then let's do it.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it's like, he's like, there's a reason that that happened. I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in that woman who I've never seen again in my life mm-hmm. was in my kitchen that night. Because for me, God needs to get me that way. Some people, he can get us through maybe more compassion. For me, that woman challenged me. I'm telling my children as a mother that we're doing something and it could possibly be fake. I'm not going to be that mother.
Had you never thought that it might not be real? Had you never...
You know, it's $25 a month. You know, it's not a sacrifice I was feeling, Carlette. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wasn't giving out of my, you know, oh my gosh, like, no, let me let you live in my home. Well, you know,
right.
it wasn't that kind of giving. It was more, I'm going to teach my kids a lesson. They're blessed living here. It was really my ignorance in a way.
Mm. That's really honest.
Oh, yeah.
And so
this was way back in 2003.
Right. And so you really start to feel something in your spirit that you need to go to Africa for whatever the reason, really, because it's not yeah. really to prove or disprove that your $25 is really being used for what you thought it was being used for. Really, was it?
Well, it really got my curiosity up. Then I started, you know, it's so easy to jump on that bandwagon. Yeah, what if it is fake? Oh, my goodness, I'm going to be Diane Sawyer. I'm going to bust this thing open if it's fake. That means other moms are sponsoring kids around the world, and they're telling their children, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how that negative comment that woman made, we can run with that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And God knew that I would run with it. And
wow.
he's like, okay, Shalene, let's play this out, honey,
mm-hmm.
my precious daughter.
Mm-hmm. And so you and Bryce get prepared to go to Africa, but then something happens where Bryce is very ill and you end up having to go alone. Talk about that journey.
Yeah, you know, it was a journey because the night before our trip, he gets super sick. I mean, I'm like, honey, you got to suck it up. We're going to make a Heathrow. You know, like this is going down tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, honey, I'm not going to be able to go. And to be honest, fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fear took over inside of me and I went, it's a sign. God must be sending me a sign. We're going to die in the plane and leave our two little kids orphaned while I go try to find these kids that are 40 in East Africa,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying that to him, and he looks at me in the eyes. He was so sick, high fever. And he goes, honey, you're not sick. You don't like to go anywhere but the day spa. He goes, the fact that you want to go to East Africa to meet these children, God obviously wants to take a vacation with you.
I loved when he said that. When he said, God obviously wants to take a vacation with you, what do you think at that moment?
I was like, what are God and I going to talk about for 10 days and coach all the way to East Africa? I'm like, I had done a lot of things in my life with the Lord, put on marriage retreats with my husband, gone on family camps with our church. I love the women's retreats, women of faith going on
mm-hmm.
those events. But God and I alone had done nothing together like that.
Wow. And so you do embark upon this journey, and talk about what happens when you finally make that decision that, yes, you are going to take this vacation with God and you're going to go and see what God has for you to do. Talk about when you get to Africa, what happens.
Yeah, so I woke up the next morning and I checked his temperature. He's still sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I peeled those little pictures off the fridge. See, no one knew we were coming. We were going with a group, but nobody knew this, you know, underlining covert mission I was
mm-hmm.
about to embark on. So we fly from LAX to Heathrow, from Heathrow to Entebbe, and I show up in this little village after being on a plane for, you know, 20 hours in
mm-hmm.
coach, and I'm thinking, if these kids aren't real, I am going to this is going to be the worst possible thing. And I show up in this little village called Gaba in East Africa, and I'm like, hi, I'm from America. I came to meet my two children, AR212 and GR479, and
wow.
I pull the pictures out of my purse.
Mm-hmm.
And this gracious woman goes, okay, follow me. 2 miles later, she hikes me into the back lot of one of my, you know, old movie sets, mud huts,
mm-hmm.
the size of my walk-in closet with a bad-looking sheet for a front door. And she goes, this is Omega's house. And that's a little girl,
mm-hmm.
our little girl in our refrigerator. She goes, go ahead, go in. And as I pull the sheet back to go inside, this little girl darts at me, and she goes, Mzungu! Which means white, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but I didn't recognize her because she had, like, grown from her photo.
Uh-huh.
So I said, Omega? And she said, yes. I go, I'm Shalene. She goes, I know. And as I'm hugging and holding her like I would my little daughter, Brooke, I'm thinking she's real, you know, $25 a month. And then my eye catches the Christmas card photo of my family embedded in her mud wall.
So you know for a fact now that this is Omega.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I'm thinking, she's been getting my mail. I was so overwhelmed. I did like a total American mom thing. So don't judge me, all you listeners. I said, I'll get you anything. Like, what do you want? I got an American Express card. Like, I was so overwhelmed. I mean, it was so, you know, I feel my words cheapen this story because it was so, God did heart surgery on me in this moment. Mm. And I'm holding this little girl, and I'm like, I'll get you anything, honey. And she gets the biggest smile on her face, Carlette, and she goes, oh, a bed. And I'm like, a bed? I'm like, cool. Where's Target Jungle?
I read that. I got so tickled. The Target Jungle. Okay.
I'm like, where do you have a Pottery Barn? I mean, I had no idea. And so I took her and our little boy, Alonis, I call him Al, that I met in Entebbe there. I took them into Kampala, which is the capital of their country. These children have never been out of their village. And I took them in there and I bought them beds, sheets, a mosquito net for the malaria, a blanket, and a pair of shoes for $20. And I'm thinking, we're all Oprah over here. Who wants a bed? And so I'm passing out beds like a deck of cards. You get a bed. You get a bed. It was amazing. The beds were like $3, you know? And I went back to her village and did a complete HGTV design on a real dime. I mean, I'm rolling out linoleum. I'm hanging up mosquito nets. And I'm thinking, if my girlfriends back home knew, if they only knew, I'm skipping a manicure pedicure and I'm keeping these little kids alive, fed, in school, they'd skip it.
Wow. Hold that thought, Shalene. Let's get a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how skipping those things that we take for granted every single day is literally helping to make lives better. Stay on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break. It's 8:26 local time, 9:26 Eastern. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:31 now local time, 9:31 Eastern. And if you're in Los Angeles, California, it's 6:31. Our guest this morning is in Los Angeles, California. Her name is Shalene Bryan. Her book is called Love, Skip, Jump. Start Living the Adventure of Yes. Shalene, is such an incredible book, and you embarked upon this journey to go and see where your money was going in Africa, and then it really turned into something much bigger than that after you met the children. Talk about how you came up with skip1.org.
Yeah, when I got back from Africa and finding out that the kids that I had been sponsoring on my refrigerator were real and they were getting my $25 a month and they were in school and learning English and education and had cute little uniforms, I threw an Africa party. You know, some people do Tupperware. Mm-hmm. Some people do, you know, I do Africa parties. And I invited a bunch of my girlfriends over to my house for a little luncheon because I was getting phone calls off the hook, Carlette. Uh-huh. Were they real? What happened? Uh-huh. Did you get sick? You know, so I had a little Africa party and I shared my story. And I said, I'm
what
going
was,
back.
What was, when you shared your story, Shalene, and all of your friends who are by any standards, probably like you are, you know, pretty upper middle class and are not, you know, wondering where you're going to sleep at night and how you're going to eat and having the luxuries in life that we all just kind of take for granted. What did they think of your testimony about going to Africa, and what was their real feeling?
You know, when you realize that you're able to, I had an experience over in Uganda, and I think sometimes when we think of giving, we think, oh my gosh, someone wants my money.
Mm-hmm.
When really, God's like, no, I need to give you some information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all get 86,400 seconds today. I don't care how rich you are, how poor you are, if you're in a bad situation, if you have a health issue right now, maybe there's problems with your kids or in your marriage. Rich or poor, we get 86,400 seconds.
Wow.
We need to be very intentional. Our time is the biggest gift we can give somebody. Mm-hmm. Forget a check. Mm-hmm. Forget money. Just take that off the table. Can we love someone today? Because tomorrow is not promised to me. I'm just exiting here. My life's a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I want to be known for how I spend that time? So what happened on that trip for me is I used to be, you know, in the entertainment industry. I live in L.A., like you said,
mm-hmm.
and interned when I was 21 for the Barbara Cameron Agency, Kurt Cameron and Candace
mm-hmm.
Cameron's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Candace was on Full House and just got third in Dancing with the Stars. She's the godmother to my kids. I mean, I was producing movies, involved with television, and that all changed when I realized that I'm not worried that any of your listeners right now are going to fail at anything. We live in America.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the land of opportunity. My concern is we're going to succeed at something that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
and have wasted our 86,400 seconds.
Wow. Succeeding in something that doesn't matter.
That's right.
Wow.
So it's for my girlfriends who knew me, and they know me from, you know, playing tennis or maybe involved in church groups or maybe on lacrosse teams with my kids or school outings. And so they're like, this girl who, you know, likes to go to the day spa and out to dinner, and she's going to East Africa.
Right. And I mean, you.
Okay, I'll come over. This is real. I want to hear what she has to say.
And you had all of the. What I would call, and what my husband and I have called in life, when those things, and I don't necessarily know if they had you, but when those things in life, all of those material things have become really trappings of success, you had all of those things.
Yeah, you can get paralyzed by them, actually.
You can,
you're so busy trying to keep up your standard of living that you're not living.
And so then
and we
you
miss it.
And so then you begin to tell them about your journey. How do you think that affects where they are in their thinking?
Well, you know, for me, it's more about, you know, there's only two things we need to get right today. And I think when we can get to a place where we can give ourselves the freedom to go, let's cut all the fat out for a second, okay, whatever you believe or don't believe. I'm called to love God and love people. And I believe when we love others that are in our life, I believe the people you work next to, I believe the people that are in your home living with you right now, I believe the friendships that you have, the family that you have, no coincidence. God isn't going, oops. Yeah, I gave you that girlfriend. No, there's a reason for it. And we're called to love them and meet them where they are.
Absolutely.
And that kind of love splashes over onto everyone around you, and it creates a ripple effect. And that's what I'd like to share in the book, how we're all one yes away from changing everything and living the adventure of a lifetime.
And how did you get to your yes? And I think you're right on point. We all are one yes away, because when it comes to our money, when it comes to our time, often we're not that generous in saying yes, are we?
Well, you know what? We say yes to people who can do something back for us. Like, I'm going to take someone to dinner who then can take me to dinner next month. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not saying yes to people who can absolutely do nothing for me in return. And that's where the big joy bomb goes off. When we can learn that the Bible actually does say, it is truly better to give than receive. I don't think God was making that a suggestion. I don't think he was saying, well, maybe for some of you, but those of you in Los Angeles, no, you better hold on to everything you have. No, I don't think so. I think that he really meant it's truly better to give than receive. So I thought, I'm going to test it. What do I have to lose? I don't like it, so I stopped doing it. So I'll just keep my money for me and my friends. But when I realized that, oh, my gosh, it changed everything. I see, the problem with me was I was so busy thinking my stuff meant something. I was so busy holding on to things that no one could put anything in my hand if I wanted them to. I mean, I was clenched onto my stuff, my home, my this. You know, we work hard for it.
Absolutely.
Sorry, we do. And so I was holding so tightly that God goes, can you just release your hand? Because I want to set something in it, Shalene.
So when
it's
did
far
Shalene,
greater than you could ever hope or imagine.
So, Shalene, do you remember the moment when you owned that truth? Because, see, that's a truth that most people are not ready to own. My things are so critically important to me, and I'm holding on. I'm doing whatever it takes to uphold this standard of living, to have the house that says success, that has the vehicle that says success, that my kids go to the right school. Do you remember that moment when you were able to really own that's who you were and that's what you were doing?
I think for me it was a process, you know, and that's what I want your listeners to really hear. It's little steps in a new direction that can get you facing a whole new way. And God, for me, some people can just be pruned. You know what I mean? You can prune your rose bushes or your trees.
Right.
My personality, I had to be cut off at the stump. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Like,
I
girl needs to be regrown.
I get it.
I needed a whole new nature because there's an entitlement when we think that our things are that they mean something.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, when the true gift belongs to the giver. And once I realized that, true success isn't climbing the corporate ladder or that dream home or getting that promotion or that man in your life or having the number of kids you've always dreamed of. Those things are beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But true success to me is real estate in heaven. See, I don't have a 5-year plan anymore. I have a 500-year plan.
Wow.
I'm going to do things today, right now, today, mm-hmm. that are going to make me deposits in heaven. That's why I get up at 6:15 a.m., because I can't wait to meet you, your listeners, because what we put into others today mm-hmm. is the only thing we can take with us. Mm-hmm. My car, my home, none of, that's all going to burn here at the mm-hmm. end of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pass it on to your kids and their kids. Sure, that's great. Leave a legacy. But at the end of the day, 10 out of 10 people die. That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to finish well. If I woke up and there was still air in my lungs, I'm thinking, why? I want to go hard today then.
Mm. That's powerful.
Why am I still here another day?
Uh-huh.
So that's what gets me excited.
Man, Shalene, we can feel that energy and that excitement. And this is really just an incredible book of your journey and how you got there. And I think it's right on point when you say that, you know, for most of us, it is a process to getting there. But saying yes, and I wrote this down when you said that, saying yes sometimes for many of us has conditions to it. So how do we get to saying yes with no conditions, really? Just saying yes because it's what God is asking us to do.
Yeah, and that's the best yes, right? Because mm-hmm. God's in the victory business.
Mm-hmm.
He wins. He wins.
Absolutely.
So the sooner we can get on that team, it's going to face us in a whole new direction. And it's like, you know, Carlette, I might not be where I could be yet, and I might not be where I should be, but I'm not where I've been.
Mm.
So God is continually refining me as I grow closer and closer to Him, little steps. You know, some people can't just jump on a plane and go to Africa.
Absolutely.
I know that sounds crazy,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
But can you walk across the street and invite your neighbor over for Tuesday taco night who you've never really met in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Because those people are on your street for a reason. In L.A., we just hit our garage doors, go in, close it, go in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You wave to your neighbor, it's polite, but I don't really love on them. And yet they live right on my street. Why is that? Does anyone else ever think like this? I start thinking
mm-hmm.
like this now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why am I on the street with these other people?
Mm-hmm. And so the trip literally changed your whole way of thinking. And
yeah.
I want you to talk about that change and how you're spreading that change literally around the world.
Well, I started an organization called skip1.org. And it's literally the number one, not O-N-E, it's skip1.org. And my dream is to get everyone on the planet, everyone listening right now, because I don't believe it's a coincidence that you happen to be on when I'm on this amazing show, is what if we all skipped one thing once in our life
mm-hmm.
for the sake of someone else? Skip your latte this morning, a pack of gum, that chapstick you're about to buy, or that bottled water, and you take what you would have spent on that $5 footlong at Subway,
mm-hmm.
and you donate it at skip1.org. Our promise is that 100%, there's no asterisk by that, 100%
wow.
of all public donations will go to the acquisition and distribution of food and water projects here in America and around the world. So you're going to skip lunch and keep a kid alive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to give this kid lunch for a month. So we started building kitchens at these orphanages and schools, like where Omega is in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Haiti a month before the earthquake hit and put a kitchen in the Dominican Republic. I have one in Lima, Peru. We just put up two in Rwanda. And so it's like, here these little kitchens are a place where when the kids come to school, that's usually the only meal they get. They're like little Starbucks
mm-hmm.
because someone here was willing to skip their lunch. It's crazy. So Skip One has really become, it's neat when you go on the site and you can read what people are skipping,
mm-hmm.
like a little girl skipped her tooth fairy money. The
yeah.
amount's irrelevant. Like I said earlier, I'm buying beds in Uganda for $3.
Yeah. You know what, Shalene, when I read the book, I instantly just, I so connected with your spirit because I could feel the honesty, I could feel the journey, and I could see, you know, how all of us get tied up in life.
Sure.
And life really is me and mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt sort of the metamorphosis of you coming out of yourself and really being catapulted into something that was destined to be your purpose. You know, this trip seems sort of innocuous in the beginning, like, yeah, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to see what's up. But something greater was birthed.
Right.
You know, something, and your husband said it, and I think it was just really prophetic when he said, maybe God just wants to take a vacation with you. In other words, right. maybe he wants you to come out of you. He doesn't want me to be there. And he right. wants you to hear what he has to say, because this, at that moment, I really felt a birthing going on that was bigger than anything that you could have ever imagined.
You know, that trip, and I talked about this when I speak sometimes, I could just breathe over there, because no one was upset if I wasn't calling them back right away mm-hmm. or returning an email, because I'm in Africa. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people aren't all on me. But when we're here, back in America, we need to give a little grace to people, you know. Mm. I text you 30 minutes ago. I text you 3 seconds ago. Why didn't you respond? Right. And I believe now God's like, in Psalms it says, be still and know mm-hmm. that I am God. I don't think I've ever been still in my life. I mean, I live in the fast lane on the 101 freeway in Los Angeles, California, mm-hmm. and the speed is fast, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a suggestion that God says, be still and know. I don't think the Sabbath day, the day of rest, is a suggestion anymore. Mm-hmm. Where before I did, I looked at Sunday as a day I could catch up on everything mm-hmm. and, you know, get my church in and get good lunch with some girlfriends and then get all these things done before I got to start the week on Monday. And God's like, no, I'm telling you to do this because I created you. I know things about you you don't even know. I know how many hairs are on your head. Mm. I'm letting you breathe right now. You think you could take a moment and not give me your leftovers anymore, Shalene? I need to talk to you. Wow. You can't hear me because everything's so loud in your life. And it's true. I'll wake up, and whatever's the loudest thing happening, I just want to shut it up. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily the most important thing, but, you know, we all wake up to sometimes little fires at work or at home or at school with the kids. And so you just are like, I got to handle this. Wasn't expecting this. And God goes, no, you need to handle one thing. You need to be still first and give me control over everything. And now begin your day. Not because my day's going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. It's going to be stuff. But now things are in the right position. The CEO is back in charge.
Right. Absolutely. Shalene, yeah. We absolutely love the book. It's called Love, Skip, Jump, Start Living the Adventure of Yes. Tell people how they can connect with you on your website before you got to go.
Yeah, you can go to loveskipjump.com. You also can go to ShaleneBryan.com. I'm also on Instagram. I love posting photos when I travel all over, and that's Shalene Bryan. I'm on Twitter. Please, I respond to all of that. I don't have assistants or people. We skipped all that. And I would also love to send you guys 5 books to give out to your listeners.
We would love it. Shalene, okay. It is an incredible book. Again, it's called Love, Skip, Jump, Start Living the Adventure of Yes. Thank you so much for getting up and spending the earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we got to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image image-guided specialist, Miggs, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
Miggs is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions Memories Start Here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Oh, yeah. We are definitely walking on the sun on this Thursday, July 24th. Well, it's 8:59 local time, 9:59 Eastern time, and it's even earlier than that in Los Angeles, California. Once again, we want to thank our guest, Shalene Bryan. Once again, her book is called Love, Skip, Jump. Start living the adventure of yes. And, you know, DC and I have sort of been, I don't know if we really understood that it was a journey, but as I read the book and as we just kind of talked about where Shalene was and where we are and what we're trying to really say to people that listen to the show that can just open up their heart. And we were saying to Shalene, you know, during the break that, you know, it doesn't have to be anything.